Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. What's up, guys? It's the Vibe Check. Happy Friday. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just...
We're checking in, y'all. I don't know. I really don't know, you guys.
It's going to be quite the show. I could already feel it. Who's here, Breeze?
So unhinged.
Where's Nico and Steve?
No, they literally don't listen to the show anymore. They hate us. They want us dead. But I'm just speculating. Let's see. Good morning. It's Paula.
What's up, Paula?
Hi, Paula. Wishing you an amazing morning. Also, your friend Mario says hello.
Oh, what's up, Mario?
What's up, Mario?
Paula Dean, come through with those pancakes this morning. Extra butter. A little fried chicken on the side.
We had breakfast pizza on Wednesday, which was stupid. We should have had it on Friday, but it is what it is.
Breezy's like, it was $30. They go, all right, I'll Venmo you $15. I had two slices.
Yeah,
two slices cost me $15.
And I gave him a discount. It was really like $37. So, but
for the delivery fee?
Yeah, it's so annoying.
I gave
this
him
is why
a
I don't do DoorDash.
It's for the-
I mean, I have a mortgage to pay for now. Like, I'm a full-blown adult, so.
It's for the convenience.
I understand. Who else is here? Danielle's here. She says, good morning.
Sup, Dee Dee?
Going to the Hayrides tonight. You guys inspired and influenced me.
That's what's up.
By calling us an influencer. Which we are.
Some of us more than others.
True. Very true.
Last weekend, too, you guys. Haunted Hayrides of Greater Rochester in Williamson. This is it. Today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Get after it.
Okay, I will tell you one thing. I mean, I don't know if you experienced this. I'm not sure how you got there when you drove, but like even just driving there is spooky.
Oh, it's creepy. There's no street lights.
I'm like, what has happened? Is this part of the hayride? Like, what?
You have to drive past the cemetery.
You have to drive, like you're driving in like the what? I was off the beaten path at one point. I'm like, is this even a road?
Is that Ed Gein with a chainsaw?
It's like, I don't know if I'm in the ride yet or what's happening. And then I finally rolled up to the big, I don't even know what you would call it, the farm thing, the big stand with the pumpkin on top.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, so I'm finally here. The last 15 minutes, I wasn't actually at the hayride.
You guys, you'll know when you're there. You'll see the water tower with the pumpkin on top.
Not a water tower. It's like a farm vent thing.
It's like, yeah,
it's
they store
not
like
a water tower, but
yes. It's kind of, well, I asked somebody
who's
it's
just who's, a tube. It's a not. Farm tube.
They store things in there, you guys. Sometimes it's corn, sometimes it's chicken feed, sometimes it's water.
All right.
That's what it is.
Sure. So anyways, that's happening all weekend. Last chance. Go get your pants spooked off. That's all I got for today. I mean, everyone's getting after it on a Friday, so they don't have time to text in the show. And Nico and Steve canceled us long ago, so.
Yeah, that's so sad.
That's fine.
After all the free stuff we've given them.
Give them one free pizza.
All right.
Just one.
Well, vibes are up on my end. It is Friday. It's payday. Going to dinner with some friends tonight.
He's like, it's payday and the check's gone. No. It's already accounted for.
Well, lucky for me, it's not on me tonight.
Oh.
Gotta have friends that want to treat you. You know what I mean? Every day's a celebration. Looking forward to the weekend, though.
Same place. How many times can we go to Patron Saint?
No, not tonight. Not tonight.
How many times can we go to Red?
It's going to be a fun weekend, though. You guys might see a little bit of rain, but that's okay. What do you got going? What's popping off?
Well, it's my brother's birthday today. HBD Max. Tomorrow is fall fun packed. Packed with all the fall fun activities. We're going to the farm, and then we're going to Williamson, and then we're going to a haunted house in Phelps. Like, it's a lot. There's a lot happening. We got to get it all in. We're going on a spooky tour. Me, my fiance, our friend Alex, just the three of us.
Nice.
Going, doing all the things.
Well, be careful with when you're walking. You don't want sometimes a ghost might slip a finger somewhere. All right, let's.
They don't have fingers, but yes, I get the gist.
All right, you guys.
Don't even have arms.
There's another scam. Oh, hope everyone has a solid weekend. Thank you for the good vibes. And all right, maybe you know if my plans fall through tomorrow night, maybe I'll come through. You know what I'm saying? Your brother would love to have me.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Guys, keep your head on a swivel. I'll tell you coming up next the new text message that a lot of people seem to be falling for, and. They're claiming that someone has logged into your account. I'll tell you the company that you might get this text from and why you need to be careful coming up next on the show. Join Moose and Breezy. Peaks White Mornings with Moose and Breezy and a little Justin Bieber to get that Friday morning started.
Let's go.
Let me love you.
Please, just let me.
Guys, keep your head on a swivel. There is a new text message that a lot of us seem to be getting from Amazon claiming that someone has logged into your account from, and you're not going to believe from where. That's right. India. Absolute classic.
Oh, no.
Mumbai, India. The text message, which includes the Amazon logo. And I got to tell you, they actually did a pretty good job with this. Okay. They're advising recipients to click on a link and verify their account. However, Amazon confirms this is the work of scammers. Because we get texts all the time from Amazon. But they never put this weird jumbled link to click on. You know what I mean? Usually right. You have to go into the app itself. But
my favorite is when they send, this is Amazon. We have your package. Is it coming? And it's from like, I am hot at yahoo.com. I'm like, wait, I don't think Amazon would text me that.
You must provide your credit credentials or you will be under the rest. Oh, that sounds good.
Right. I'm like, honestly, a dream. Put me to rest.
Can we go one day without someone trying to wipe out our accounts? You know what I'm saying? It's just so exhausting.
It is very exhausting.
These texts, like all other scams, are trying to instill fear into you. Don't be scared, you guys. If you see a shady link pop up on your phone, and I'm speaking to Breezy's mom right now,
Yes. Don't
click it. The scammers may try to get you to provide a lot of your other personal information, including credit or debit card numbers. And trust me, people will willingly give it.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you click on this fake Amazon link, that's it. I mean, your accounts are wiped out.
It's all over.
And you know, sadly, people are falling for it and their accounts are in the red. One person lost $25,000. I mean, there are several red flags in this text message. First, it comes from a 416 area code, which is Toronto, Canada. Second, the link in the text does not look like an official Amazon address. So if you're unsure if a message is legitimate or not, they're just saying you got to just contact Amazon directly.
Do it. You got to do it.
Especially, don't click it. If you know you're not expecting a package, don't. Did you buy anything?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
What are we doing here?
Coming up on the show, one mom from Penfield is asking for help in settling a debate at home. This is between her and her husband. Is this good or bad parenting, she's asking. She says her husband is taking discipline to the absolute extreme, making their 16-year-old pay hundreds of dollars for accidents. He broke his PlayStation. All right, well, it costs $550. Now you hand over $250. The question is, do consequences like this teach responsibility or do they just create resentment? We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Sue from Penfield needs help settling a debate this morning, and we're going to help her do it. 585-252-9800. This is really kind of between her and her husband. Is this good or bad parenting? Take a listen to the message. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Listen to you two every morning. Feel free to use my real name. Oh, we will. But I'm hoping your listeners can help me settle a debate. Is this good or bad parenting? I'm all about follow through with consequences when it comes to our 16-year-old son. But my husband takes it to the extreme. For example, he told our son if he lost his retainer, he'd have to pay $50 out of the $300 it cost to replace it. While he lost it, he made him pay. Now our son accidentally broke his PS5. My husband is demanding he fork over $250 because it cost over $550. Our son works part-time at Pontillo's. That's his entire paycheck. I just don't know if this is teaching responsibility or if it's too much. What do you guys think? Is it fair to make a teen pay hundreds for accidents? Please let me know. Thank you, guys. Okay, what do you guys think? Is this good or bad parenting?
Yikers. Well, I mean, listen, you do have to pay for your mistakes in life. That's just the long and short of it. But yeah, I mean, I think it's teaching like things happen and things pop up and you got a budget for that.
Of course you got a budget for that. I mean, but
save your pennies.
I broke a lot of stuff growing up, but I never remember my parents asking me to fork over money, even when I had a part-time job, because they knew I didn't have any. Taking his entire paycheck is crazy, but this dad is clearly not playing around. Dave texted in first and he says, yeah, teens should be held accountable, but your husband might be confusing discipline with punishment. You want them to learn, not resent money or work entirely, and your husband is making him do just that.
Mm-hmm.
You think this is going to force a kid to resent money?
It might. I mean, there might be some wishy-washy feelings towards it, considering the fact that he's working his ass off for it and then having to give it up before it even hits his account.
Now you see it. Now you don't.
But again, that's real life. I think there's such a delicate balance of like kids being kids and not having a care in the world and also setting them up for success when it comes to the future of what everything holds financially in the sense of how people treat you in society. I mean, yesterday we just talked about, and we will later, about that mom who was like, I'm going to set my kid up for ultimate success when it comes to their peanut allergy. And that's fine and well, but that's just not how the real world works. That's just not how it works.
Someone's saying $200 for a broken PS5. That's insane. And I get teaching accountability, but that's just financially punishing a kid. My daughter broke her iPhone. Didn't make her dish over $800. I had her do enough chores, and I turned it into a teaching moment instead. Other than just coughing up money she doesn't have. I do agree it is a good lesson in allowing these kids at that age to understand when they get a check, everybody's skimming a little bit off the top.
They are. They really are.
We were in commercial break, and Breezy was just flipping her lid because she was paying for all her parking tickets and having to pay a little extra because, you know, the credit card machines cost money.
I'm like, why the processing is this $40 ticket $45? And at that point, it's like, I'm so stubborn and bitter that I would just drive the block down the street and pay it in person. But I can't risk getting another parking ticket while I'm over there. You know what I mean? So
let's go to Greg. Good morning, guys. 585-252-9800 is the number. Greg says 100% good parenting. Why shouldn't teens learn the cost of their actions? I do this with my kids. They break something expensive, they contribute to replacing it. That's life. Better now than when they're adults. It gets worse, I promise you that.
Very much so. You're on your own, kiddo. So sorry.
I remember this one time my mom had this really gross ceramic elephant in the living room. And I don't know where she got it from, but I broke it. It shattered. Well, I pieced it back together with glue. And I'm like, oh, God, I don't know how much this costs, but there's no way this is cheap. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm a big timer now. I'm working part time at PacSun at the Mall at Grease Ridge. I got money.
Spent his entire paycheck on a tanning membership. I'm dead.
So my mom comes home and she's looking at it because she sees it because she cuts through the living room and she goes, what happened to this elephant? I go, it broke. I tried piecing it back together. I'm like, oh my God, how much is this going to cost? She goes, thank God. This was the most hideous thing. I hated it. It was a gift from a teacher. I go, oh my God, that was a close call. Okay, so we're asking...
Are you turning your living room into a smash room?
We're asking the question, how many people think it's good or bad parenting to make your kid cough up money they don't have to teach them a lesson?
I think they can cough up money. I do. Is it the entire amount? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think that's necessary. I really don't.
Give me a break. Your husband needs a reality check. Teens make mistakes. Teaching them consequences doesn't mean bankrupting them for a broken toy. Well, they're not going to go bankrupt.
It's not a toy. Like, I think at the end of the day, this is like a huge piece of technology that costs a lot of money. Like, I don't know how much a PS5 costs. I'm not a gamer.
$600.
Right. So
it's
not like it's like, oh, I just like broke this cup. Like, no, you broke like an $800 piece of machinery.
Yeah.
That you play every day and you have a meltdown if you can't play.
I will give this dad a little bit of slack. It's not like he's asking for the full amount. He's trying to teach him a lesson. Your retainer was a couple $100. Okay, give me 50.
I know. I'll go to one more. Okay, go ahead.
I don't really have anything to contribute, guys. I just wanted to say I'm impressed that this kid even has a part-time job. Good for him.
That is true, too.
But I do think your husband is creating debt for your son.
That is very true, too. When parents get mad at you and they try to take your things away, and they're just ripping the cords out of the wall. It's like you can just take the console. You don't need to rip all the cords, or you can just take the cord.
Oh,
you don't
God.
Need to do.
Are you kidding me?
You don't need to do the whole thing. And they feel so big and bad doing it. And it's like you don't got to do all that.
I'm like, Ma, you're really gonna march into my room right now and take my entire VCR?
It's like life of a showgirl. Like, we're good.
All right, one more, and then we got to take a break. But this person says, "Hey guys, listening this morning, I just wanted to weigh in. Discipline is important. Yes." But there's a line between teaching responsibility and creating fear or resentment. Teens are learning not just about money, but about decision-making and consequences in a broader sense. When I talk to students about mistakes, I focus on reflection and problem-solving rather than just punishment. That's the lesson that sticks. Have a great weekend, guys. Oh, you too. I appreciate it. Thank you guys for the messages. Sue, I hope that helped a little bit. But it sounds like your son, if it's up to your husband, he's going to start dishing out even more money.
He could be a baller, but he owes you a lot of money, so
that's
not going to happen.
True. It's PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy. We'll be right back.
98PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
other counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming, stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
Pump it up.
You got to bump it in.
51 for the high today. Friday. What's up, guys? It's Moose. It's Breezy. Thanks for tuning in and starting the morning off with us.
Thank you.
Anyone listening ever fake their own pregnancy?
Well,
I know I haven't.
I know Amy Schumer has.
Here we go. Bossaw Shaw Cross. Murder raids garbage plates. I've always been really curious.
Nice.
What makes people do the things they do. I mean, which is probably why I'm such a big fan of true crime.
Right.
So this story grabbed my attention. 585-252-9800. Anyone know if this would be an automatic red flag? Asking for a friend. A young woman claimed she was pregnant. She posted pictures, ultrasound scans. I mean, the whole thing.
She had a bump.
Friends and family.
She had a baby shower.
Friends and family were all up in arms about this life-changing event, including people she worked with. The 22-year-old girl's name is Kara Cousins. She's based out of Scotland. Pretty girl. Seems normal. I think what's so bizarre about this whole story is that she managed to fool everyone for 9 months. Her entire family, including the baby's father.
Yeah.
Then she convinced him that she had given birth to a beautiful little girl whose name was Bonnie Lee Joyce.
Also, like, her giving birth without him is diabolical and weird, but okay.
She's like, "I'll text you when it's done."
Yeah.
October 10th was the birthday.
Not her taking a photo at the doorstep like a DoorDash driver. What's happening?
Absolutely beautiful little girl. Beautiful girl. Wait until you see the photos.
Oh my gosh.
So when it was finally time for the big reveal and everyone to finally meet this little bundle of joy, she came strolling in, but instead of a real baby, it was a silicone doll. It's so tough. So,
yeah, that's crazy. So tough. Let me guess, at home birth?
Don't know, but as part of this elaborate hoax, Kira also, yeah. Could she go to the hospital?
Yeah, Moose is like, I don't know. It could go either way. I'm like, I don't know about that.
What'd she do? I mean, come on. She posted images of scans and even claimed tests had detected a heart defect in the baby.
Yeah.
Poor thing. Then she told everyone she gave birth alone and promptly started showing off the newborn, in which case, I mean, if you actually have a brain and a pair of eyes, you can tell right away that this baby belongs in a Hollywood wax museum.
Mm-hmm.
It's melting.
It's brutal. It's
so
absolutely brutal.
After the poop hit the fan, she panicked and then started telling everyone she knew that the... She starts telling everyone she knows that the father of the baby has died. And which case
the
this
father
guy...
father has died?
Yeah, she was like, yeah, the baby's father died. And this guy was like, the actual father was like, what?
He's like, I'm fully alive.
Am I actually a father? The only reason some of the family members became suspicious, get this, is because they never heard the baby cry. What? That was the deciding factor? It wasn't the fact that she hasn't blinked in 72 hours. It's because the baby didn't cry. I don't know. Maybe some of you are familiar with reborn dolls, which is what she used. These things retail for $2,000 because they're so realistic. They're used as like a form of therapy for those struggling with infertility, infant loss, or dementia, something like that. But I don't know, man. I think my favorite part of the story was her taking photos of herself breastfeeding this doll.
Oh, wowsies. All right.
OMG, Kara. What are you doing?
No, it's insane. I mean, obviously, I think we talked about this when it came out earlier this year, Kind of Pregnant by Amy Schumer. Starred in this movie, wrote the movie, produced the movie. It was her movie.
Yeah.
Came out on Netflix, and I really liked the movie, but this was the premise of the entire movie. And obviously, you know, Amy Schumer is a friend of the show, fan of the show, and she put on her Instagram story and was like, oh God, I hope she didn't get this from our movie.
Yeah.
I hope she didn't get this idea from Kinda Pregnant. Like,
there, you know, there's actually a name for people who do this. So when a person believes they're pregnant, when they're not, it's called a phantom pregnancy. But the correct term is pseudocesis. It's not considered a mental illness. It's just linked to people who may have some psychological issues, which, like our girl Kira,
I fear, is just a mental illness. So I was listening to this story years back, and this woman in Canada did the same thing, but hers wasn't so much like she thought she was pregnant. She did think she was pregnant, but she was more so doing it to scam doulas. So a doula is basically someone that comes in when you're pregnant, during your pregnancy, to help you kind of prepare for the baby, get
yes.
you ready. They give you massages. They're by your side the whole time. And she would just scam all these doulas into like rubbing her back and her feet.
Oh, what a dream.
And all this like crazy stuff. And then when the doula would get sketched out, she'd just go on to the next doula.
Right.
And do it again.
How do you become a doula?
I think it's honestly just like a course. It's not like a medical thing.
What's the biggest thing you have ever lied about that got so out of control you had no other choice but to just continue on with the lie? I'll tell you one thing. I tried to impress a girl when I first moved to LA because she was a casting director and I was trying to date her at the same time. So I pretended to have money. Was taking her out to places I couldn't afford. I ended up telling her, I don't know, I drive a BMW, which I didn't. I had a 2003 Civic. So I had to go all the way to Enterprise. I rent the most basic model for a weekend.
Stop.
Okay?
Stop.
Cost me $600 right. so I can drive to her place and pick her up in it. Ended up taking her to Nobu Breezy. Had to go to the bathroom to switch money from my savings over into my checking to pay the bill. Finally, had to bring the car back on a Monday. She wanted to hang out on a Tuesday. I'm like, I would love to see you, but I'm flying out of the state tomorrow. She's like, where are you going? I was like, New York. She goes, you have to send me pics when you get there. So Tuesday, I'm going through my phone to find 5-year-old photos of just landscapes from New York City to send her. She finally stopped reaching out. I was like, oh, thank God. That was exhausting.
You're like, this is, I can't afford this.
What about you guys? Do anything crazy like that?
I think we're all good. Yeah. I think we're all good here.
PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
Experience the magic of Taylor Swift like never before.
Are you ready?
Being a teacher these days is no easy feat, and that's the reality for one teacher at East High School that was injured after breaking up a fight. Police say that the Rochester City School District teacher was injured while trying to break up a fight Wednesday afternoon at East High High School. The police say that they learned about the teacher being injured as officers were arriving to the school for the reports of a fight around 3:30. First of all, isn't school like out at 3:30? Why are we fighting? I mean, why push back your time to go home? You know what I mean? That's absolutely crazy.
One can assume there was activities after school, maybe sports. I don't know.
Maybe the fights. Wow. Were quickly broken up and a 16-year-old boy was taken into custody. According to police, investigators determined the dispute led to fights and the teacher that was injured sustained a hand injury while trying to separate the people who were involved in said fight. The incident remains under investigation, but I mean, I think this begs the better question of when you were in school, when I was in school and fights broke out, like there was nothing scarier than that.
No,
in my opinion.
Listen,
I don't believe in violence, so.
Yeah, I witnessed a couple of bloodbaths. But for some of these teachers, it's scary. I know my mom being in the district in Greece for 30-something years, she got hit in the head a couple times. I mean, you have to be careful as a teacher or whoever.
Yeah.
Some of them now got to start working out and lifting. It's no joke in these schools.
No, it's really not. And I mean, teachers, depending on how old they are, they really don't have the wherewithal to be breaking up fights. Like, come on. They're not MMA refs. Like, they're there to educate. It's not.
You ever throw hands in school?
Never in my entire life have I ever been in a fight, nor will I ever be.
Never, ever.
I don't believe in violence. I think it's barbaric, and I think it's honestly quite gross. And if you want to fight me, you can go elsewhere. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, no.
It's so trashy. Like, ew. Also, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to be wearing a cute outfit. I can't ruin my outfit.
Learning so much about you.
Give me a break. Anyways.
But everybody, for the most part, is okay. Like, nobody went to the hospital.
Nobody went to the hospital. The teacher's just injured, and the one guy's in custody. So, but other than that, we're good.
All right. Happy Friday, you guys. So, yesterday on the show, Marissa from Chi Lai told us about a neighbor going door to door telling people not to hand out any candy. I'm sure a lot of you remember this from yesterday when you were listening.
Yeah.
Don't hand out candy with nuts because my son has a peanut allergy. That's what she told people. And as you can imagine, some neighbors took issue with this. If you missed it, here's a clip from the call with Marissa from yesterday on the show.
She literally went around to every house on our street, knocking on doors, asking people not to hand out any candy with nuts because her 7-year-old has a peanut allergy. I get it. Like, allergies are scary. I'm a parent. But is it really the neighborhood's job to protect your kid on Halloween?
So a little after 8 p.m. last night, we figured out who that neighbor is, and we now know her name is Judy. And she says she wanted to tell her side of the story. We're going to do our best to try and get Judy on the phone and hear what she actually has to say coming up next on PXY Mornings. Stay there.
PXY is free.
And always will be.
Speaks Why Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Yesterday on the show, we spoke to Marissa from Chi Lai, who's shared with us that one of her neighbors within her neighborhood went door to door asking each person if they could not hand out Halloween candy with nuts because her son had a peanut allergy. And as you can imagine, everyone had a lot to say about this. Here's a clip of the call with Marissa from yesterday on the show if you happen to miss it.
She literally went around to every house on our street, knocking on doors, asking people not to hand out any candy with nuts because her 7-year-old has a peanut allergy. I get it. Like, allergies are scary. I'm a parent. But is it really the neighborhood's job to protect your kid on Halloween?
Now, personally, I think maybe the neighbor went about it the wrong way.
Sure.
Those are my feelings. Then last night, we find out that the neighbor's name is Judy. She reached out through Facebook saying she was insulted. She thinks she deserved to tell her side of the story, in which case I said, absolutely, it's only fair.
You say come through.
Yeah, I said come through. We have her on hold this morning. Hi, Judy?
Yes, this is Judy.
Hi, Judy. First off, thank you for calling in to share your side, because I know not everyone would have done that. You wanted to call in and, you know, share your side of the story after your neighbor Marissa called in yesterday on the show, correct?
Yeah, it was brought to my attention that some things were said about me on your show, and I want to set the record straight.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
The stage is yours.
Okay. Well, also, it is never fun when you're at work and you get a bunch of messages from people that tell me I'm being talked about, but I actually didn't hear exactly what was said because I'm sorry, but I don't listen to you guys. So,
It's okay.
But
why do they always have to mention that?
You're missing out, but that's okay, Judy. All go right. ahead.
Yeah, I'm missing out on everything being said about me, at least. So, yes, I did ask neighbors to avoid handing out candy with peanuts this year.
Mm-hmm.
My son has a very severe peanut allergy, and we're talking anaphylaxis. Like, one exposure could land him in the hospital, or it could even be worse than that. So,
yeah, we understand that. Like, I guess the question is, we just wanted to ask, instead of going door to door, wouldn't it have been a little bit easier as the parent to just, after your son gets done trick or treating, maybe go through each piece of candy yourself to see what he can and can't eat?
Oh, I mean, I'm still going to have to do that. This is just about, like, trying to simplify the process.
Oh, you're trying to make your life easier.
But did you supply what you wanted your son to receive to your other neighbors? Some of them, like Marissa, your neighbor, already bought the candy for Halloween next Friday.
Yeah, she bought it last year on sale, obviously.
You know, I'm just trying to understand here.
Look, I mean, just maybe put yourself in my shoes for a second, okay?
Okay.
I did give people a list of things that definitely don't have any peanuts.
Okay.
I didn't say, like, you have to give this out. That seemed like going too far, but I...
It was implied.
And I get that, like, maybe I seem like I'm being over the top, but for me, it's not about convenience, and it's not about me being difficult, of course. It's about keeping my kids safe. Like,
sure.
He just wants to trick-or-treat around the neighborhood like all of his friends are going to trick-or-treat around the neighborhood. And Halloween is supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to be life or death, right?
Okay.
I mean,
Judy, I don't think anyone...
keeping my kids safe.
Yeah, I understand. Listen, I don't think anyone is questioning whether or not you're a good mom, because you are. But don't you think by you doing this, it's teaching your son that the world is always going to bend around his needs, when we all know that's not how it works?
And it ultimately could be setting him up for failure in the long run.
Okay, my son is 7. He's 7 years old. I think it's okay to be a little bit of a helicopter parent while he's 7. Yes, eventually he's going to have to take this on himself, and he's going to have to look after himself, mm-hmm. which is its own level of terror for me. But
right.
I'm his mom. It's my job to take care of him. Like, maybe it's not the worst thing for people to be aware of that this is a thing, because my kid's not the only kid who has this, right?
No, I get that. I mean, how did you feel about Marissa calling into the show yesterday to tell everybody what was going on within the neighborhood and what you were doing?
As far as Marissa goes, I would say that's between me and her. But listen, I mean, if my kid dies, it's like blood on her hands.
Well, yeah.
And I will not, like, we both know that, so... I mean, I'm just putting that out there.
If you don't mind me asking, Judy, can you think of maybe another time in your life, though, where you went out of your way to just inconvenience everyone around you to protect your son from their nut allergy?
I'm going to stop you right there, because, look, thank you for giving me a moment to try to explain my point of view, but this is exactly why I don't listen to your show.
No, Judy, I'm not trying. It's not a personal attack. I'm just a legitimate question. I just want to know.
She's gone.
Yeah, we lost one. Yeah. Dead in the water.
Potential listener down the drain.
Not that we ever had her. But.
No, she's... I thought for sure we could win her over, though.
So how many of you are excited to be handing out candy in Chile next Friday night? I was like, I'm sorry. I didn't...
One of the kids dresses up as the Peanut Man. That'd be tough.
Are we getting to... Like, honestly, though, are we getting to a point where parents expect the entire world to bend for their kids? I respect the fact that Judy's doing whatever it takes to keep her child safe. I'm not saying that.
Right.
But I just feel like there's boundaries here. I don't know. Let's get to a few messages in response to what our new friend Judy had to say. 585-252-9800 is the number if you want to comment. Let me go to Jenna first. I get we all want to protect our kids, but going door to door with demands is wild. Next year, is Judy going to tell everyone to dress in hyperallergenic costumes?
What is literally happening? Also, I mean, you can't fault Judy for putting her best foot forward, but the dramatics with the "you're killing my child" and the this and the that, blood on your hands, like, it's not that deep. And also, you need to be overseeing what it is that they're ingesting.
Bree says, I am so mad listening to this. Sorry, but your kid's allergy is your responsibility, not mine. I'll hand out what I want, and you can decide what your kid eats. Let's go over to Amanda on hold. Hi, good morning, Amanda.
Hi, guys. So is her name Karen or Judy? Because I'm sorry, she's giving Karen vibes. She legit said it's her job as a parent to protect her kid. Exactly. Keyword, your job. Not everybody else's. Like, I understand peanut allergies are very severe. I work at a daycare. I have many kids in my center who have nut allergies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But to literally expect the whole entire street, like Marissa, for example, who already bought her candy, what do you expect her to return it? Or you expect her to just buy Skittles for your one child on the street that might have a peanut allergy? I mean, it's just insane. And like you said, she should be going through all the candy. I mean, you want to make your life simpler, so let's make everyone else buy extra candy for your son. I mean, it's just not making sense.
No, math isn't mathing. It's really not.
No.
No.
So
I just feel like...
let you guys know.
Yeah, no, I appreciate
rude.
That.
And she didn't... she probably wouldn't have listened to your show anyway, so who is she kidding? And she's missing out, like you guys said.
Oh! Thank you so much.
You
really know how to make a girl feel special this morning.
Thanks, Amanda.
Yeah, no problem, guys. I just wanted to give my opinion because it's just ridiculous.
As you should. Have a great weekend, Queen.
Lyle says, you know, listening, it just makes me wonder if this could have been handled differently. Yes, it could have. Maybe set up separate treat bag exchange for a safe candy event at your house. That's responsible parenting. But knocking on doors and accusing neighbors of trying to kill your child, that makes people defensive.
Yeah.
Good luck. Good luck.
Send it.
You know, at this rate, you guys, we're all going to be handing out bottled water. Thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to take a break and we'll circle back. It's PXY Mornings.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming beat, booming beat. Stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend.
People are pissed. There, I said it this morning. What's up, guys? Happy Friday. It is the 24th of October. 585-252-9800 if you want to clear the air and just get something off your chest before going into the weekend. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Thanks for streaming us live on that free Odyssey app. Let's get after it this morning. 51 for the high. Crystal's here. What's up, Crystal? Thanks for coming through. People who text you up at 2 a.m. like it's casual are the grossest people. There, I said it.
I do that every
day. Women do it too. Women do it too. WID. What are you doing? You up?
I thought you meant like...
It's 3:30 in the morning.
I thought you meant like when I wake up early and I just text people casually. I'm like, No. So do we figure out what's going on later? They're like, it's 4 a.m. So
somebody's going to be sliding in your DMs tonight. At 3:30 in the morning. And they're going to be like, yeah, you up? Come through.
Okay. W-I-D. What are you doing?
What are you doing? Where are you at?
Yeah. W-Y-A. Okay. Please. Please. Your thumbs can't type out where are you. Hot take. Sushi is overrated and people who treat it like it's the most beautiful thing need help. There, I said it.
Interesting.
Sushi. How much was sushi at Nobu?
Oh my God. You like, really want to know?
Like $150 a roll.
For two of us, we're talking 2014 though. This was 11 years ago. So if I had to guess, I'd say the two of us, I think I dropped like $220.
For one roll.
But see, I was the type of guy though where I was so broke and she's like, are you going to order anything? I was like, I'll just have the miso soup.
I'll just have water. Yeah. The miso soup was like $25.
I'm spent.
Mimi here.
What's up, Mimi?
People who don't return their shopping carts to the carousel are lazy deserve to have their car doors dented. There I said it.
I mean, how many times are we going to do the shopping cart take? We get it. Return your cart, people.
Mm-hmm. This person says, candy with peanuts is better. Nobody wants your boring ass Skittles.
this is going to go on all morning.
This person says, I hate anything that you have to split something out of. Sunflower seeds, cherry pits, you name it.
Pistachios.
I don't want it in my mouth.
Okay. Duly noted. Let's go over to our friend Marcus. Moose and Breezy, what's up, you guys? Airplane middle seats. They should be illegal. No one wants them.
They should be cheaper.
I agree. There's no way a middle seat should cost the same exact amount of money as somebody sitting in a window seat or in the aisle.
Yeah. It's so uncomfortable.
Tracy says the pullout method does not work. There, I said it. Okay.
Oh, okay, Tracy. She's like, I would know. I'm 9 months pregnant. Okay.
Some of you are really unhinged this morning.
This person says, I think it should be normal to change your name multiple times throughout your lifetime. There, I said it. What?
I know. Do you always want to be Breezy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I
don't... I'm always going to be. I feel like it suits me. I thought when I got older it would die down, but then I got into radio and it's perfect.
You know what my original stage name was when I got to LA through SAG-AFTRA? Do you even want to guess?
I can only imagine.
Clint Phillips. Yeah, it was really bad. I'm like, you know what? And then I switched over to Moose Phillips and I was like, you know, I think I'm gonna go with my full name.
Yeah.
Good morning, guys. This message is for Judge Judy, who called into the show this morning. Is she insane? If my kid has an allergy, it's my job to handle it, not walk around Rochester telling everyone to not eat peanuts because it can kill my kid. Her priorities are whack. I hope she hears this, but I heard she doesn't listen to your show. There, I said it.
Yeah, she probably won't hear it at all.
I don't think she listens.
Mine for today is this. I get so angry when people have iPhones and then use secondary apps as their primary source. For example, Google Maps, Spotify. It's like you have everything on your phone downloaded, ready to go through Apple. Why do you have to go through all these secondary apps? Google Maps is the best. No, it's not. No, it's not.
I didn't even...
Spotify is the best. No, it's not.
I didn't think about them as secondary apps. I thought they were just regular apps.
If you think about it, the apps that come on the phone.
Yeah.
Music.
No, I get that.
Maps.
The ones you have to add?
Yes, they're secondary. They don't come on the phone.
I know, but there's thousands of apps.
And I'm saying they're popular, but they're not a Apple thing. Like, I just feel like Apple is so much more clean cut and polished than any of those other apps. Why is Spotify black? Ew. It's giving goth.
Okay, well, I changed my background on my iPhone to be all black because...
Ugh.
But, you know.
But that's why you're in therapy, so.
And I have tattoos.
Ooh, yikes.
Somebody just texted in, stop having kids you can't afford. Nothing is cute about student loan babies or diaper debt. There, I said it. Oh, my God, you guys.
Just what's a student loan baby?
I don't know. I guess a baby when you're in college? I don't know. I think mine for today is if you circle back in an email more than twice, you're just being annoying. That is not productive. There, I said it. You know, you can circle back once, but 2, 3, 4 times, you're not getting any work done, guys.
Well, don't say circle back. I said that once to our boss. He was like, honestly, say it one more time, you're fired. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God.
We'll go over to our friend Christine. What's up, guys? Happy Friday. My husband wanted me to text in, but he says, oh, he's driving. He says, if you end an email with a quote, or a joke thinking it's clever, then you don't deserve a reply. There, he said it.
What?
All right. Okay. Thank you for texting in.
Not him going through like 4 different people to make sure we got that message. It wasn't that great.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Time for a scam alert. Everybody, keep your head on a swivel. There's a new text message that a lot of us, we probably already got. If you seem to be getting messages from Amazon claiming that someone has logged into your account, and you're not going to believe from where, that's right, Mumbai, India.
Classic. Yeah, that's just a Tuesday.
The text message is going to include the Amazon logo, and it advises recipients to click on a link and verify their account. Isn't this how it always works? However, Amazon confirms this is the work of scammers. I just want to go one day without somebody trying to just clean up my account. You know what I'm saying? It's exhausting.
Absolutely.
But a lot of these texts are like other scams where they're trying to instill fear into you. You only have so much time to get your package. Also, if you're not expecting a package, why are you clicking on this link?
Right. What? Make it make sense.
If you see a shady link pop up on your phone, and I'm speaking to Breezy's mom right now, please don't click it.
Bethy.
The scammers may try to get you to provide other personal information, including credit or debit card numbers. And as soon as you click on that, I mean, that's pretty much game over. One person lost over $20,000 in their account.
My mom is not to be trusted on the internet.
No. People are falling for it. And sadly, their accounts are now in the red.
Mm-hmm.
They're me in all of 2014.
You last week.
There are several red flags in this text message, okay? First, it came from a 416 area code, which is Toronto, Canada, not India. Second, the link in the text, it doesn't look like an official Amazon address. If you're unsure if a message is legitimate, please contact Amazon directly. They will let you know. But a majority of the time, it's probably not. You know what I mean? Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's switch gears here, shall we?
Let's switch it up.
It's time for everyone's favorite game,
Can't Beat Breezy.
585-252-9900 to win our last family four-pack of tickets to the Rochester Museum and Science Center. This is to experience their new exhibit, you guys, Astronaut. Your journey's going to begin on Earth, and then it's up to you.
Wherever you go from there, that's on you, not us.
Caller 8 right now. We do it next on the show. Good luck.
Will be. She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game, Can't Beat Breezy!
Hey, hey, hey. That's right. We got
the best game on Rochester radio, period, point blank. No one can top it.
Four pack has been burning a hole in our pockets this morning. This is for the Rochester Museum and Science Center, a family four pack. It is our last one to experience their new exhibit, Astronaut. You guys, this is a really, really cool, immersive, full-body experience. Your journey starts right here on Earth, and then you end up somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah, you got to go. I don't know. That's on you. That's on you guys, you know.
PXY, what's your name?
This is Tyler.
Hi, good morning, Tyler. Where are you calling from this morning? Please say work.
Calling from Webster.
Webster.
Tyler, is this Tyler who works at the car place?
Yes, it is.
Tyler at the car place, working in Webster. You know, word on the street, Tyler, is that's where life is worth living. Is that true?
Allegedly.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of really is.
Oh, okay. All right, well, Tyler, let's get to it, buddy. Your caller number 8!
Woo!
Tyler, are you familiar with the game?
Well, you know, I did actually come on here, and I might have beat Breezy about 2 years ago or so.
Oh!
And I'm ready to make it 2 for 2.
Relax!
All right, I love
it. Keep your pants on.
All right, Breezy is going to leave the room, Tyler.
Good luck, Ty.
All right, Breezy's leaving. All right, Tyler, you know the rules, buddy. You get 5 seconds to answer each question. If you end in a tie with our girl Breeze, you're going to get the win. Let's get you that four-pack so you can go to space, okay?
All right.
Question number 1, Tyler. What sea creatures are pearls found in?
Oysters, I think. Oysters, yeah.
Going with oysters, final answer. Let's go to question number 2. What is the rarest M&M color?
Blue.
Final answer?
Final.
All right. Let's go to question number 3. Tyler, what is the name of the song that this band sings?
It's a beautiful day.
That's you too, because it's a beautiful day.
All right, there he's going with you too. Let's go to question number 4. Which kind of alcohol is Russia notoriously known for?
Oh, God.
Not a brand, just an alcohol.
Oh, just like type?
Yes.
I don't know. Vodka? I don't know.
Final answer?
No idea. Final.
All right, we're going with vodka. And then last question, number 5. In the night sky, the Little Dipper is often used to find which direction?
North.
Going with north. Okay, I'm locking you in. Let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. We're going to tally these up here, Tyler, and then we're going to see how well you did. Can you beat Breezy for the second time? We're about to find out. Breezy?
I sure hope so.
I need you to put your game face on because our boy Tyler just went 4 out of 5.
Oh, God.
Well,
that's pretty good. All right,
I hope
Tyler.
These questions aren't as hard as the ones yesterday.
Tyler, sit tight, buddy. I'll be right with you.
He was like, how do you spell abracadabra? I'm like, what?
Breezy, what sea creature are pearls found in?
Oysters?
All right. Sounds like a question, but that's fine. I'll lock you in. Let's go to question number 2. Breezy, what is the rarest M&M color?
Rarest in the sense of, like, people don't eat this one, or rarest in the sense of production?
That's right.
Production? Brown.
Going with brown. Question number 3. Breezy. Name this band who sings this song. It's a beautiful day.
Don't let it get away. The 1975?
Going with 1975. Let's go to question number 4. Breezy, what type of alcohol is Russia notoriously known for?
I don't drink Russian alcohol.
No,
I'm
just
so
just a type of alcohol.
Gin.
You going with gin?
I guess.
I like that answer, Breeze.
I have no idea.
Breezy, question number 5. In the night sky, the Little Dipper is often used to find which direction? It's pretty obvious.
North.
Going with north. All right, let's bring our boy Tyler back up on the phone. Hi, Tyler. Good morning.
Good morning.
How do you think Breezy did?
I think she got 3 out of 5.
You're pretty good, dude. Yeah, you're correct. You actually won the...
I'm Googling all the answers, Tyler.
All right.
You want to run through the board real quick? Because I was impressed with some of your answers. Obviously, pearls are found in oysters. You both got that correct. What is the rarest M&M color? Tyler, you said blue. The correct answer is brown. Breezy got that right.
Let's go.
The name of that band is U2. Breezy said 1975.
Oh.
Everybody knows.
I'm singing along to it. Come on, Breeze.
Rush.
Remember when they just like hijacked all of our phones and put their album on there? I was like, I hate you guys.
Yeah, pretty much.
Everybody knows Russians love their vodka. Breezy said gin. And then in the night sky, the Little Dipper is often used to find which direction? North.
North.
Both of you got that right.
So which one did Tyler get wrong?
Just M&M.
The M&M one.
M&M. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah. Tyler. Hey, man, you got yourself that 4-pack. Thank you so much for playing this morning.
Are you going to the astronaut exhibit with Spencer?
If he wants to go, yeah. Maybe and whoever wants to go, honestly.
Okay.
I'm not really sure who any of these people are.
I mean, I got 2 more spots, so.
Yeah, dude, honestly,
feel free.
I couldn't get tickets for this, so I'll roll through with you, Tyler.
Let's do it.
Okay. Dude, I need you to say, my name is Tyler from Webster, where life is worth living, and I just crushed Breezy.
I'm Tyler from Webster, where life is worth living, and I just crushed Breezy for the second time.
Okay, chill. But no, you didn't need to say any of that.
Moose and Breezy, your weekend starts now.
Fall vibes this morning, 51 for the high. My name is Moose. That is Breezy.
What's up,
good morning!
585-252-9800 to text or call. Yesterday on the show, we spoke to Marissa from Chi Lai, who shared with us that one of her neighbors within her neighborhood went door-to-door asking each person if they cannot hand out Halloween candy with nuts because of her son's peanut allergy. Well, as you can imagine, people had a lot to say about this. If you missed the call from yesterday, here's a clip of Marissa on the show with us.
She literally went around to every house on our street, knocking on doors, asking people not to hand out any candy with nuts because her 7-year-old has a peanut allergy. I get it. Like, allergies are scary. I'm a parent. But is it really the neighborhood's job to protect your kid on Halloween?
Now, personally, I think she went about this the wrong way. Mm-hmm. The neighbor, not Marissa. Okay. Those were my feelings. Then last night, we find out that the neighbor's name is Judy. She reaches out on Facebook, agreed to come on with us because she said she absolutely wants to share her side of the story. And of course, I was like, well, by all means.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Come through.
I want to give her an opportunity to, you know.
Speak her mind and
yeah,
speak
she deserves
her piece.
Let's get over to Judy. Hi, Judy?
Yes, this is Judy.
Hi, Judy. First off, thank you for calling in to share your side because I know not everyone would have done that. You wanted to call in and, you know, share your side of the story after your neighbor, Marissa, called in yesterday on the show, correct?
Yeah, it was brought to my attention that some things were said about me on your show, and I want to set the record straight.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
The stage is yours.
Okay. Well, also, it is never fun when you're at work and you get a bunch of messages from people that tell me I'm being talked about. But I actually didn't hear exactly what was said because I'm sorry, but I don't listen to you guys. So
it's okay.
But
why do they always have to mention that?
You're missing out, but that's okay, Judy. All Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm missing out on everything being said about me, at least. So, yes, I did ask neighbors to avoid handing out candy with peanuts this year.
Mm-hmm.
My son has a very severe peanut allergy. And we're talking anaphylaxis, like one exposure could land him in the hospital, or it could even be worse than that. So,
yeah, we understand that. Like, I guess the question is, we just wanted to ask, instead of going door to door, wouldn't it have been a little bit easier as the parent to just, after your son gets done trick or treating, maybe go through each piece of candy yourself to see what he can and can't eat?
Oh, I mean, I'm still going to have to do that. This is just about, like, trying to simplify the process.
Oh, you're trying to make your life easier.
But did you supply what you wanted your son to receive to your other neighbors? Some of them, like Marissa, your neighbor, already bought the candy for Halloween next Friday.
Yeah, she bought it last year on sale, obviously.
You know, I'm just trying to understand here.
Look, I mean, just maybe put yourself in my shoes for a second, okay?
Okay.
I did give people a list of things that definitely don't have any peanuts.
Okay.
I didn't say, like, you have to give this out. That seems like going too far, but
it was implied.
And I get that, like, maybe I seem like I'm being over the top, but for me, it's not about convenience, and it's not about me being difficult, of course. It's about keeping my kids safe. Like,
sure,
he just wants to trick or treat around the neighborhood like all of his friends are going to trick or treat around the neighborhood. And Halloween is supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to be life or death, right?
Okay.
I mean,
Judy, I don't think anyone,
my kids safe.
Yeah, I understand. Listen, I don't think anyone is questioning whether or not you're a good mom, because you are. But don't you think by you doing this, it's teaching your son that the world is always going to bend around his needs, when we all know that's not how it works?
And it ultimately could be setting him up for failure in the long run.
Okay, I mean, my son is 7. He's 7 years old. I think it's okay to be a little bit of a helicopter parent while he's 7. Yes, eventually he's going to have to take this on himself, and he's going to have to look after himself, mm-hmm. which is its own level of terror for me. But
right.
I'm his mom. It's my job to take care of him. Like, maybe it's not the worst thing for people to be aware of that this is a thing, because my kid's not the only kid who has this, right?
No, I get that. I mean, how did you feel about Marissa calling into the show yesterday to tell everybody what was going on within the neighborhood and what you were doing?
As far as Marissa goes, I would say that's between me and her. But listen, I mean, if my kid dies, it's like blood on her hands.
Well, yeah.
And I will not, like, and we both know that, so I mean, I'm just putting that out there.
If you don't mind me asking, Judy, can you think of maybe another time in your life, though, where you went out of your way to just inconvenience everyone around you to protect your son from their nut allergy?
I'm going to stop you right there because, look, thank you for giving me a moment to try to explain my point of view, but this is exactly why I don't listen to your show.
No, Judy, I'm not trying. It's not a personal attack. It's just a legitimate question. I just want to know.
She's gone.
Yeah, we lost one. Yeah. Dead in the water.
Potential listener down the drain.
What are you going to do?
We never had her anyways.
So how many of you are excited to be handing out candy and Child Eye next Friday night? Let's go over to Amanda.
She's on the line. It's airborne. Oh, my gosh.
Good morning, Amanda.
Hi, guys. So is her name Karen or Judy? Because I'm sorry. She's giving Karen vibes. She legit said it's her job as a parent to protect her kid. Exactly. Keyword, your job. Not everybody else's. Like, I understand peanut allergies are very severe. I work at a daycare. I have many kids in my center who have nut allergies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But to literally expect the whole entire street, like Marissa, for example, who already bought her candy, what do you expect her to return it? Or you expect her to just buy Skittles for your one child on the street that might have a peanut allergy? I mean, it's just insane. And like you said, she should be going through all the candy. I mean, you want to make your life simpler, so let's make everyone else buy extra candy for your son. I mean, it's just not making sense.
No, math isn't mathing. It's really not.
No.
So I just feel like...
I just want to let you guys know.
Yeah, no, I appreciate
that. And she didn't... she probably wouldn't have listened to your show anyway, so who is she kidding? And she's missing out, like you guys said.
Oh, thank you so much.
Aren't you guessing
us? You really know how to make a girl feel special this morning.
Thanks, Amanda.
Yeah, no problem, guys. I just wanted to give my opinion because it's just ridiculous.
As you should. Have a great weekend, Queen.
Jenna says, I get we all want to protect our kids, but going door to door with demands is wild. Next year, is Judy going to tell everyone to dress in hyperallergenic costumes? Hello, PXY, what's your name?
Hi, this is Lee.
What's going on?
I'm just calling in response to that woman that called in about the candy.
Let it rip, Queen.
Judy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, please. My granddaughter is 10. Mm-hmm. Hi.
Hi, Queen.
Hey. Good morning.
She has had a peanut allergy since she was small. She knows enough. Now, this child is 9, she said?
7 years old.
Okay, even 7. She knows enough to ask if there is any peanuts in there, because she has a peanut allergy. Mm-hmm. But even if she doesn't, my daughter will go through all her candy.
Yeah.
It's a mother's job. It's not the mother's job to go to each neighbor and then say, if my child dies, blood's on their hand. Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah.
I mean, no, it's insane. It's insane.
And listen, I can hear how fired up you are right now, Lee, like a lot of listeners, because what she did was, in a sense, she was contradicting herself, because she's like, it's my job as a mother to protect my child. But like Amanda said when she called in, she's basically saying, yeah, it's my job, but also it's the entire neighborhood's job.
Yeah.
No, it is the parents' job. You bring the kid, like Breezy said the other day, you go through their candy when they come home. You don't just let them dive right into it and eat it. It's your job to go through it.
Right.
Yeah, there could be a blade in there.
With the needles and the blades and this. That was my biggest fear growing up.
The Gillette razors.
I was like, am I going to bite down on a sewing needle? You know, we don't know.
And I always ask my mommy, I'm like, what can I have? What has peanuts? What contains it?
Yeah.
I mean, this
we
woman
love a self-aware
is,
queen. You know what I mean?
She's crazy. She really needs to get her priorities straight as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I appreciate you calling in to tell us that, Lee.
You tell her, Lee. You tell her.
Have the best weekend, okay?
God. You too. Thank you.
Okay,
bye,
Lee.
Bye, girls.
All right. Bye.
No, I love them.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings.
On the number one hit.
1.99% APR for 72 months. MSN.
It's your birthday.
Go Maxi.
It's your birthday.
Go Maxi.
What is going on? It's my brother's birthday.
Oh, Maxi Pad in the house.
Woo!
Speaks my mornings with Moose and Breezy. You know this, I asked Breezy this morning, it's your brother's birthday. Besides movies, what is Max's interest? And also, what do you get your sibling for their birthday? Does anybody go out of their way to do that?
No, it's like it's such a weird question, because I feel like siblings and best friends are interchangeable, right? Like, you have such a close relationship with them. Well, most people. And I feel like when it comes to getting gifts for a sibling or a best friend is so hit or miss. Like, some years I wouldn't miss it for the world. Other years I'm like, it just kind of,
you know,
it slipped my mind.
Sometimes it's almost as difficult as buying a parent a gift. I mean, how many shake weights can I get my mom?
I just feel like when it comes to me and my brother buying me gifts, I'm under the notion of like my dad's stance, which is save your money. Like, it's not that deep. Because sometimes I look at it as like we're just exchanging the same $50 back and forth to each other. And I know that like some people like to get gifts and other people like maybe don't have the opportunity to get as many gifts. So I understand it from that point of view.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
But like today's my brother's birthday. We're going out to dinner and we're going to a movie, which...
Just the two of you guys?
Me, Patrice, my mom, and him.
Oh, the whole kit and caboodle.
Couldn't be my dad celebrating. He's in Florida.
Golfing. I love him.
Gets back from Europe, goes to Florida. I'm like, okay. What is it like to live my dream? You know what I mean? But
last year, I mean, usually I miss my brother's birthdays. Last year, I went out of my way. I bought my brother a Ridge wallet, which is like
What's a titanium wallet.
I put the Chiefs logo on it, Kansas City Chiefs. That was really painful. But those aren't cheap. Those are like $80. And I was like, all right, you know, I always see something that I would want for myself and I just get it for someone else.
Right.
It's not easy shopping for siblings. It's definitely not easy shopping for parents. Because if your father is anything like mine, zero interest.
Right.
Dad, what do you want for Christmas? Save your money. And then his birthday. What do you want for your birthday? What do you get the man who already has everything?
Right.
I was like, all right, nothing. Then, so you get him nothing, and then they're pissed.
And then they're pissed.
Oh, yeah, it's when it comes to your mother, she gets everything, right? But I don't...
I'm like, yeah, I asked you five times for a list, and you blew me off. So the thing about my brother is, like, he's just going to ask for movies, like DVDs. And I'm like, do people still watch DVDs? And I don't even think it's like I'm popping a DVD in and watching it. I think it's a collection type
of
situation.
I know most people today seek out DVDs to use them for disc golf.
I'm dead.
But, you know, you guys are all going to go as a family to dinner and a movie. But isn't that what he wants to do every year?
No, that's what he does every day. So, like, at what point is, like, not special, you know?
It's his day, though. It's his special day.
For sure. Totally. So we're going to go see... Regretting You, which is the Colleen Hoover book adaptation into a film, which, I mean, if you've been following along with any of the Colleen Hoover stuff, it's not great. I mean, Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni or whatever his name is are still in a lawsuit. So
sure.
I don't think there will be a sequel to that movie.
No, I'm afraid not.
Because they can't even be within 10 feet of each other. So we'll go to that. And I did get my brother... I reached out to someone here at the radio station, and I got him four tickets to the Haunted Hayrides tomorrow for his birthday.
Oh, does he know about this?
It's the closing weekend. Yeah, I texted him. And I mean, although I got those for free, do I still have to get him something else? Because ultimately, those tickets are expensive. If I were to buy them myself, it would have been like $150.
Yeah, no, of course they are.
You know what I mean?
It's the last weekend, guys. Tonight, tomorrow. And then Sunday, obviously. Jacqueline just texted in. Must be nice. Must be nice to have a relationship with your sibling.
Oh.
Ask my sister why we haven't spoken in 4 years. Okay, we're going to move on.
Oh, my God. The must be nice people kill me. They crack me up.
It is nice. I have a wonderful relationship with my brothers, Jacqueline. My younger brother, I got to step up my game. I don't know. I just feel so overwhelmed during Christmas. So... just so everybody, it's not a headache for them. Everyone's like, we're going to do a gift exchange, white elephant.
Right.
What's the minimum? $10. What are you getting for 10? Now everybody's just passing around a $10 Visa gift card.
Yeah,
it's lazy.
It is.
Don't get me started. I'm pissed.
You're like, white elephant canceled this year. They're like, you had no say in it whatsoever. You had no say.
Hey, Max, happy birthday, buddy. Enjoy your special night, which is really just a regular Tuesday for you. You know what I mean? Ariana Grande switching positions for you on a Friday morning. That's crazy. It's Peach Fine Mornings with Moose and Breezy. All right, guys, here's the question. Obviously, Halloween is next Friday.
Correct.
and people are going to be celebrating. You can't celebrate next Saturday because it's November 1st.
Right.
It's done. It's over with.
So
move on.
Halloween this weekend? So Halloween starts tonight?
Yeah.
I'm asking for my own knowledge, and I'm thinking more along the lines of like college kids too. College, Halloween and spooky season in college is like the Super Bowl. Like it is the main event. It is the main attraction. When I was in college, I had four different costumes for each night. Yes. Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. Sometimes we even went out on Sunday and different outfit every night. But I fear since Halloween falls on a Friday of next week, and you are going to celebrate that weekend too, I think that there's a rite of passage that you can't celebrate Halloween after Halloween's over.
No, I don't think you should.
You just can't do it.
I don't know. It's a stressful time of the year for me because I'm constantly, I'm never prepared. And
you're
everybody's
never
like.
Never prepared, which is very out of character for you.
Yeah, but it's just, it sucks because there used to be so many Halloween parties to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And now I feel like, especially my friends, not everybody is really, they don't do much. And
well,
it's
then they have kids, right? So they're going trick-or-treating and like doing Halloween with their kids.
Right, and I want a party, but it's the same,
well,
you know.
Like, I want to do a keg stand.
Everyone's like, so you going to Tony D's? I'm like, I don't know. I don't have a costume. You know what I mean? And here I am, October 30th, walking around Spirit.
It's really embarrassing.
It really is.
It's quite embarrassing.
And I'm like, I don't know. What's this thing? All right, I'll take it.
It's just you on a broom. It's like, okay.
$75 later. And I want to celebrate next Friday night. I really do.
Yeah, but it's one and done. So it's either you celebrate now, which you have even less time to get a costume because it's literally tomorrow, or next Friday night. Those are your two options.
This is the last weekend, too, for Haunted Hayrides of Greater Rochester and Williamson. So I feel like it is Halloween weekend. You know what I'm saying? They're not doing it on Halloween.
Correct.
You're going to jump on that wagon and get the caboodle scared out of you? Whatever that means?
This is the week.
You got to do
that. I'm just saying words. This is the weekend to do it. This is Halloween weekend. This is Halloween weekend. And I want to make sure that we have a PSA going out for everybody listening to this station. If you thought it was next weekend, it's not. It's this weekend.
Halloween is this weekend. Halloween's next Friday night, but you're not celebrating on Saturday.
No, you're not.
You're celebrating tonight, tomorrow, maybe Sunday. If any of you guys want to invite me out, I'm not trying to sound desperate, but I'm looking for.
You sound really desperate.
I'm looking for a couple treat things to do.
I feel sad for you. You know what? If you don't have plans on Halloween, you can come over to our new home and help us move and paint.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're moving into your new house next week. And here's the thing. If you don't decorate, now you're all of a sudden setting a really bad first impression for all the neighbors who are probably into Halloween. Like, who are these guys? So you have to decorate the house.
Oh my, there's one.
And
day.
You have to hand out candy.
Oh my,
you have to.
There's literally a U-Haul. I'm like, come to the back of the U-Haul, kids, and grab the candy. The parents are like, oh my God.
Yeah, come on into the back of my truck. The good candy's way in the back.
The van door is sliding open. I'm like, come on, kiddos. It's really bad.
Come on into my Hannah Montana shuttle bus.
She's in here, you know.
Well.
Oh goodness.
Have fun, guys. Be safe this weekend celebrating Halloween.
And don't miss out. Don't be a fool. Don't wait till next weekend and you're walking around with your costume on a Saturday, November 1st. Everyone's like, ew, freak.
Yeah. And if any creepy uncles out there ask you to dig deep in their pockets for the good candy, you say no.
Is that what you're doing?
We should really get out of here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do? Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.